This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the third hour, of the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono filling in for Tobin today. We got Leroy, we got Jay Fig, we got Brittany on the board. The whole crew is doing a fantastic job so far today. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, which is our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. So the Heat won big on the court last night, 114-117 against the Charlotte Hornets, and the Heat are going to be back in action at the San Antonio Spurs Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. But Leroy, there's a lot of off-the-court news for the Miami Heat with this ongoing Terry Rozier situation. I got a few more details on it. Anthony Chang just wrote a column about it in the Miami Herald. He says, according to the NBA labor agreement, players placed on leave, which is the case for Rozier, continue to be paid, but the NBA is permitting the Heat to place Rozier's salary in an escrow account pending the resolution of his legal case. But the money still counts against the cap and the luxury tax, just so people know. The Heat will receive no immediate cap relief, he says, but the team is in ongoing discussions with the league about that. There's also a couple more details on Rozier's side of it. His lawyer is not too happy about the situation, as you can imagine. Anthony Chang notes, last Thursday, Rozier was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He is accused of providing inside information, as we know, to co-conspirators about his intentions to leave a game early due to injury, which enabled them to place large bets on him not reaching statistical thresholds. But there were two other developments in the past 24 hours. One, per ESPN, the IRS filed the $8,200,000 and change federal income tax lien in Broward County, where Rozier has a home. The lien would have been filed after past due notices were sent to the taxpayer. Florida tax attorney Stephen N. Klitzner told ESPN. Rozier's attorney, Jim Trusty, said his client did not owe the IRS the $8.2 million listed on the lien. Quote, Terry never owed anyone $8 million, Trusty told ESPN in a statement Wednesday morning. He owed $9,000 of the total $8 million in taxes from 2021, and it has been paid. We just need the IRS to help remove the now defunct lien. So there's a lot going on in this Terry situation, Leroy, but bottom line, the money still counts against the Heat's cap.
Right. People are notorious for throwing worst-case scenarios out there. I'm more of one of those people. I would like to know what it actually is. That's from the IRS to the league to the criminal investigation. Like, everybody's trying to make themselves look good, right? But when you all do it at the same time, it gives a skewed, you know, view of what is actually going on. I don't know what's going on. Like, we have no idea. We have no idea if, you know, if Terry Rozier told the other guys, let's go make some money, which is what
that's what it sounds like. Yeah, that's right. What they're insinuating.
And right. Then they tack on, oh, he owed $8 million, which sounds weird when you've probably getting paid that and have gotten paid that last year. Yeah. Right. So yeah. I don't fully understand. And just because somebody's saying it doesn't make it true.
Right.
That's true. I mean, if you've ever had anything to do with the IRS, I don't care that I pay my taxes. Every year I get a letter that I got to send to my accountant. Like, what's going on here? Right. And then it just goes away. Hmm. Right. So at any point in time, if I had not sent the letter because I got receipts of me paying my taxes, and then 2 years from now, they come at me with some ridiculous amount because of accrued interest and all that, when they got paid 3 years ago, you don't know, right?
Right.
I don't know what the situation is with this legal case as far as, because you're going to have a hard time proving this to me. And it's just common sense stuff that I'm trying to figure out myself, right? When he supposedly left the game early, right? And everybody bet on it. He didn't play no more that year, right?
No.
Right. So is that because it was a real injury? Right? It would be different if he sat out that week and then 2 nights later came out and scored 40. So if he was hurt, it's the same thing with the neck. We thought something like, and then he was out for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So like, I don't, just based on what just viewing with my own eyes and not really having all of the details, which none of us do.
None of us do. Yeah.
If he left a game but didn't play the rest of the year, was that something we don't know about? Or was he really hurt? If he was really hurt and that's when he got hurt, they got lucky.
Mm-hmm. Very.
So I don't know how to look at any of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm just hoping that once the FBI investigation is resolved, or once the NBA gets their crap together, that they
about, can the Heat get their money or they pick
can that? They get their money and their draft pick back? That's all I care about. And you know what? Right. If Terry Rozier really is innocent, like his attorney says, I mean, obviously you pay an attorney, they're always going to say you're innocent. But if he really is innocent, I hope his name gets cleared. But I also hope the Heat get the salary and their draft pick back. So is how I want this to go.
The problem is if he's cleared.
Yeah, then maybe we don't get anything back.
Right. But then what? Like, so here's what happens. Here's where I'm confused, and I think the league should do something, and I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you. But in fairness of competition, let me tell you, when you want to complain about a league throwing competition, right, because that's what they throw in when they want to bring down the hammer.
Yeah.
In fairness to competition, you have both taken a player, our money, and a draft pick, all of which, if this isn't true and it's not accurate, none of us we've been able to take advantage of. So what is our restitution?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, with my I've lost so many bets recently. The next bet that I win, I'm probably going to be under investigation for betting irregularities. They're like, this guy loses every time he suddenly won a bet. That's neither here nor there.
The Heat, the highest scoring team in the NBA, just a great story. Jaime Jaquez. Jaime, you know what Jaquez. Are you kidding me? 28 points in 28 minutes, playing with ridiculous confidence. I think Jaime said, hey, man, I love this new system, Spo, you put in for us. Bam, playing out of his mind, is taking over this team. Wiggins, a nice little 21, Ware, a 14-9. Larson goes from the end of the bench, gets in the starting lineup because Norman Powell's out. He looked good.
Yeah, that was probably the most impressive part of last night, right? Norman Powell's probably been your best player, and then he sits.
They don't
you
miss
get
a
that
beat.
News, you know, yesterday that he's questionable.
You scored. You already had your third or fourth high scoring game in Memphis, and you come back with another 100. You know, we were worried about scoring on this team. You know, well, we're going to defend it. And Spo goes, well, let's not worry so much about defending. If they score, we're going to beat them back down the field, and we're going to score. And they are getting to the basket, getting great shots, alley oop dunks. I mean, it has been so much fun. This new up-tempo, 3-1, like I said, 144 points last night, 146 against Memphis, averaging 131, the most in the NBA after four games. And they're 3-1. I mean, it doesn't do any good if you're scoring and you're giving up 180. But, man, this is –
doesn't have the feel of a play-in team, though, right?
No. And you know what else, Woody? Spo's doing something completely different. And these guys – are all in on what Spo is teaching. They're all in, man.
You forget because there's a couple of rough years, but the guy's one of the best, if not the best coach going in the league right now.
Well, he still gets that. And I was like, wow, Spo won it again.
Yeah, well, that was the reason they let him coach that USA team.
That too. Yeah. All that stuff comes into play, the things we don't see with Spo. I'm just so much fun. Panthers shorthanded, still fight their way back 2-2 in the third before losing in a shootout last night. But again, a lot of great stuff going on. Thursday night football, Canes on the road for an early game on Saturday. Man, we got a lot. Enter Miami getting set for their second game up in Nashville for the MLS first round of the playoffs. Man, it's just.
You missing anything here? My God, man.
I don't know, man, but if you like sports,
a lot of games.
If you need. Little entertainment. It's a good time to be getting it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, Odyssey app is awesome. Dolphins news, Canes news. We've also got the latest on the NFL and college football. Heat and Panthers underway, too. Do not miss a thing. Download the Odyssey app on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, and make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show there on the Odyssey app. So, Leroy Horde, it's obviously, again, I don't want to get too crazy three games into a season, but you know, we knew Eric Spoelstra was going to emphasize tempo with the way Miami Heat play this year, which I think has been a welcomed addition, especially for today's NBA. Miami is the fastest team in the league right now. Average of 12.6 seconds per possession, fastest in the NBA. We're seeing individual step up. Jaime Jaquez looks like he's having a big resurgence this season. Norman Powell has been great. Davion Mitchell, Nikola Jovic. So we're liking what we're seeing so far from these Miami Heat. Like, does this make you feel a little bit better for the rest of the season, Leroy? Because coming into this one, I got to tell you, man, my expectation for Heat basketball was, hey, maybe they can go over 37.5 wins this year. Not going to be too exciting. It's been exciting so far early season.
Here's what I would say. Yes, it has been. Now, there's a lot of teams that try to pick up that pace with them, okay? As the season goes on and teams start game planning, how are they going to respond to teams slowing it down, right? Because that's what you want to do. You want to slow them down, get them to the half court, right? We've seen, especially with, or what is it, who'd they lose to? They lost to Orlando, right?
Orlando, yeah.
Orlando, when Orlando starts slowing the ball down, they seem they got kind of cluttered at the end of the game. So that's when you have to win a game that's outside of your comfort zone, I want to see them have a few more instances like that. Because teams are going to, what if, you know, teams you want to run, we're going to sit back and play zone. Are you going to run the half-court offense? Because we're going to force you to do that. That's what I want to see, how that goes. There are a lot of teams that are going to just try to outrun them, right? Yeah. But, you know, if you're going to have success this year, it's going to end up being that half-court thing. Also, we haven't really been able to identify yet who can we go to at the end of the game.
That's my big thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Who can we go? We've had guys that have had success, but that's there's a difference in doing it when you're front running and doing it when, okay, we need this bucket right now. Because at the end of that Orlando game, they couldn't even get the ball in bounds.
Nope.
So, and this is all things that you learn as the season goes on. So I'm not worried. I'm just saying that so far, you've only been able to win a game a certain way. As you get through the season, teams are going to try to start taking that away from you. And then how are you going to match? What are you going to do then? Also, what are you going to do when it's a tight game? You know, like, you got hot from three. You could be running up and down the court. Team could have half of the shots, but I'll shoot you by 10 threes, and now you're in a dogfight at the end of a game because they just making threes. How are you going to close the game out? So they, all things that are going to come during the course of the season, but as of right now, I'm like, they can go 10 deep right now. How are you going to respond when guys get hurt? Because guess what? It's the Miami Heat, so you know what's going to happen. Somebody going to get hurt.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've already had Tyler hurt even before the season started.
What are you going to do when Tyler gets back?
Yeah.
Are you like? Are we going to have to?
That's
are we
going
to have the
is,
other
is
thing
gonna
about?
Is he going to be the guy you put the ball in his hands at the end of a close game?
I got to tell you. Let me ask you this. See, if I gave you a choice right now, I got one shot.
Norman Powell.
Okay. Over Tyler.
I agree.
Powell over Tyler.
Two reasons.
He's bigger.
He's bigger, but I've also seen it over the last
2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he did it.
He did it with he did it amongst two guys that you would consider giving the ball to at the end of games.
Right.
He was doing it when he was playing with Harden and Kawhi. I just think that you just feel a little bit more comfortable with him.
It's funny.
Taking over at the end of games.
It's funny. I still never even asked the question. Vlad, you knew where I was going.
The question.
Yeah, you knew where I was going.
No, because
he knew it. So did I.
Because, yeah,
I would go. I would go Powell, but it's still. It's not like you know that this is a guy who's a stone cold killer in big games and big playoff games, because the Miami Heat had that for a long time. At least a guy you knew whose hands the ball is going to be at the end of games. I mean, obviously, you know, Jimmy Butler could be hit or miss in clutch situations, but you knew when Jimmy was with the Heat, that was your guy. Before that, it was Dwayne Wade. Before that, it was LeBron James or Dwayne Wade when they played together. So it was like the first time in a long time you don't have like a superstar
here's the
of
problem.
That pedigree to close games out.
Here's what I would say to you. That guy will reveal himself. You don't have to pick him. And for so long on this team, we've been trying to make somebody that guy instead of just letting that guy reveal himself, whoever it may be.
And
I would
say, whoever's hot gets the ball.
I would say right now, no. There ain't no championship team that has that mantra. Okay, kick rocks with that. It's a guy.
How do you decide then?
It'll show up. You don't have to determine it. Like, you throw the ball on the court and you see who everybody get a ball to. They going to have the confidence in this, in their teammate. Right now, I would say that ball going to Powell, right?
Yeah.
Because he's a guy that can get the ball, get a bucket anywhere on a basketball court. He's big enough to go inside. He ain't going to get pushed around, right? I mean, sometimes a chicken wing got Tyler on the knee, right? So, like, there's that. He can shoot the three. He can take somebody off the dribble, right? He's quick enough to get around folks. So, yeah, as of right now, and I'm not saying Tyler won't be that guy, but I'm saying if Tyler comes back and he ends up being that guy, he'll show it. Stop trying to make a guy be something he's not.
Look.
Somebody says y'all weren't hollering and hooting when the Heat went winless.
That's a fact.
Who cares
that's
about
a fact.
The preseason record? Who
that's
cares?
A fact.
Yeah, they went 6 in preseason.
I was.
They played great on Sunday.
I'm like, winning is winning.
Yeah.
I don't care what, like you want winning habits? You can't have winning habits without winning. Winning breeds winning. No matter what the circumstance is. If you're a competitor, I don't care if you're the last man on the roster or the first man on the roster. If you ever say to me, and this is the honest truth, if you ever say to me, "Don't, no big deal, it's preseason," then I know. I want everybody on the team, no matter what your capacity is on that team, to think about winning. Because, Harry, look, you know we was told the last couple of years, just wait till January. We'll get it going. And you never did. So I don't want to hear that crap. Yeah, am I nervous when you go undefeated in the playoffs? Yeah, because you only had 37 wins last year. So, yeah, I was the guy.
I mean, I was annoyed that they didn't win any games in preseason. Mm-hmm. But for me, like, preseason is about situations. It's not about the final scoreboard.
Yeah, great. And you that team, you've had so much success in recent years that you can just go ahead on and say, we ain't worried about it. You know what? Winning breeds winning. That's it. How you going to win 5 games in a row if you don't win 1? How you going to win a series if you can't win 1? You thinking, oh, 1 loss is no big deal. I'm not saying you got to live or die by it, but I'm saying there's a certain feel, a certain determination you got to have not to have that feeling, regardless of when it is.
Don't lose
it. Well, they got the winning
tonight.
Feeling now. 2 straight, and it's about to be 3
2 straight.
Tonight. I want to hammer the Hornets by 40.
Don't lose to Charlotte tonight, Dono. Don't lose to Charlotte tonight, Dono.
Hey.
I hope not. Listen, I'm going to be pretty pissed. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll take my medicine if we lose to Charlotte. I'm not buying Vlad lunch, but I will own up to the loss tomorrow if we lose. Oh, man. We'll wrap up the 12 o'clock hour when we come back. Alex Dono in for Tobin. Is it Tobin's birthday today? Somebody said in the chat.
Is it today or tomorrow?
Today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know your boy's birthday.
Doesn't he always say it's like 2 days before Halloween?
So it's tomorrow.
Okay. I don't think so. Yeah. Wait a minute. You do the birthday list?
That is a fact. Yeah, newsletter. Look at your newsletter.
You do the newsletter.
Oh, look how adorable she looks. She's turning so red. She's redder than her shirt right now.
I was trying to pretend I was frozen.
Wait, you didn't put my birthday in the newsletter either, by the way.
She didn't put
it's
mine.
It's not my fault, hey, guys, okay? It is the company, okay?
You're the
after them.
You are the lead newsletter person.
You know what?
Bad by you.
Happy.
Do y'all like newsletters? I find the
I
older
love the
I get,
newsletter
the more
by
the
Jay
more,
let
I,
me
honestly,
know, so I can stop.
The older I get, the more
tired.
I appreciate a newsletter.
I
honestly.
Love the Jay Fig
I like
newsletter.
A newsletter.
I love the Jay Fig newsletter because she works very hard on it. So I'm not gonna not read what she puts
you know,
out.
I ain't gonna say nothing. She already ready to cut me. Love that newsletter. That newsletter does not play.
What? It's like the Bible.
You know what? I'm going to read Jay Fig's newsletter until we come back here on
Gospel
WQAM.
And I will say this. The Heat are off to a great start. You know, beating the Hornets last night, you know, scoring 144 points is totally irrelevant because – right now, the Hornets are in a rebuilding stage. They have been for 20 years. But the Heat are off to a good start at 3-1. They lost their first game, but they've won 3 in a row. Now they got to go on the road, and the four teams they're playing on the road are going to be a handful. And Solana, if you want to pick them to get to the finals and win it all, just take a look at these next four road games, and that'll give you a good indication if they can not only be in the playoffs, but advance in the playoffs and get to the championship series. I'd love to see him do it. You know that.
Yes, sir. And, Coach, how hard was it for Spo, not mentally, but just, you know, coaching-wise? I've never seen the Heat. I've been out here 20 years. I've never seen the Heat play this fast pace of basketball. They had great players. The half court says the drag them in the mud thought. Like, for this transition, it's fun as hell to watch, Coach. But how hard is it to change your entire coaching style to playing where they're shooting with 18 seconds left on the shot clock?
Yeah, that I talked to Pat Riley just before the regular season began. And we were talking. It was right after they had played the Milwaukee Bucks. And we were just talking about the speed of the game and what Spo's vision was for this team. And the whole key to being able to play fast is you got to be able to play fast at both ends. Because every time you score early, the other team gets the ball back and they can run it right back at you. Mm-hmm. And if they're playing fast with you and you have more possessions than you normally do, and your objective is not to score 100, but to score 125, 140, and you're taking, you know, 30, 40, 50 threes in a game, you know, that's the recipe for success and disaster at the same time, because you'll have nights where you're shooting lights out and you make, you know, 40, 50% of your threes, and then there'll be nights where you only make 15, 18% and you get beat by 20.
Coach, take me into the mind of Eric Spoelstra or just you or another head coach of a basketball program, somebody who's been there a long time though, right? Somebody who's established within an organization or a program like yourself. The Heat over the past decade have been known as a gritty team, right? Post-LeBron, a gritty team. They don't have the most talent, and they're going to do it defensively, hardest working, toughest, best condition. That's always been their mantra. And out of nowhere this year, Eric Spoelstra doesn't just say, hey, we're going to play with more pace like every other coach, but they're committed to doing it. They're doing it better than anybody right now. What has to click for him to not only say, hey, we're going to approach offense different, but we're going to change our entire the fundamental basis of the Heat organization, and we're going to play this way now over the span of 4 months. What goes through his head where he says, we're doing this now?
Yeah, he obviously made a decision long before the preseason. He and his staff sat down. They looked at their personnel. It's what a coach does. If you look around the league, it's a copycat league. You watch certain teams, you know, back in the 80s, it was the Twin Towers with Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon. You had big teams like with Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish. You had the Showtime Lakers, where everybody wanted to play like the Lakers, fast, Showtime, run and gun, dunking the ball. And so the idea that you can play that way with your personnel, it has to be decided long before the season, evaluating, can Bam play this way? Who is the kind of point guard that can run our team to help us play this way? And you look at your roster from top to bottom, and Spo and his staff said, we can play fast. Let's increase the tempo, allow a lot of guys to handle the ball. You see how many guys bring the ball up? There's not really a true point guard. You know, it used to be, okay, Magic Johnson catches every outlet pass. John Stockton, every outlet pass. And now you have teams, you know, OKC, there are a lot of guys who can handle the ball. The Celtics, when they won it, you know, you had a Jason Tatum bringing the ball up. So it's a copycat league, and people are saying, hey, get into the open court, make things happen early in the shot clock.
So are you buying the Miami Heat after four games, or you got to see more?
Well, it's four games.
But you get a vibe. You're a coach. It's like, you kind of know what you have.
You go to the movies.
Games.
I love the movies. After 5 minutes, I don't decide whether I hate it or love it.
Oh, I do.
I got to watch more than that.
Have you seen the Springsteen movie, by the way?
You saw Superman and liked Superman.
Great movie.
And you told me, hey, you got to go see Superman.
That was a great movie.
The movie stunk.
That was a great movie.
I could have left that movie after 5 minutes. You know that.
What'd you get on Wordle today? Because I got three.
You got three on Wordle?
I got three on Wordle today. Yeah, today was a good performance.
Yeah, I got two on Wordle.
No, you didn't.
No, I haven't done Wordle today. I wanted to hear what you got and know what I had to beat. Okay. But the point is, Hawk.
So you don't have you cannot make any kind of judgment call on this team and this roster and this style of play till you see it.
Not only the style of play, but the style of play against the best teams. The road trip is against some of the best teams. Now you can start to evaluate. If you beat someone by 30, right, you don't all of a sudden, hey, we're great. Well, you're not going to beat the best teams by 30. You're lucky to beat them by a point or two. You're lucky if you make a game-winning shot or a game-winning stop. No, you can't judge this early. And it's great that they're off to a good start with this new style, because the more they win, the more the players will believe, yes, this is the way we want to play. The more fun they have, the more they feel like, hey, we're really well connected. Bam loves this style, right? He's handling the ball more. He's getting more assists, more rebounds. We're getting more fast break opportunities, more dunks. You know, all of that. You guys were raving about Jaime. He's coming in off the bench and getting 20. You know, when your bench can play that style. And I know as the head coach of three different Division I schools, I was changing my style every year or two. I loved when we could repeat the style the next season because our recruits were able to replace the guys who graduated and left. But when you have a whole new crew of guys, you've got to adapt your style. I think that's one of the key ingredients to being a great NBA coach. You know, Pat Riley, when he was with the Lakers, was one style. He went to the Knicks. They were beating people up. They were the most physical team in the league. And then when he got D-Wade and Shaq, they won it all. That was one style. And then he passed the torch to Spo, and he's got LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh. That's a whole new style. And now Spo, he's an architect. He's a sculptor. He's got different players, a different block of granite to work with. And he's going to carve some overused granite to carve away the obstacles that he has and create, you know, a Mona Lisa. Although that was a painting, not a sculpture, by the
way. We got the idea. And you're speaking to a very uncultured group, so we didn't know. But real quick, because you talk about having different rosters, and we're going to run out of time, but I did mention the Hurricanes basketball team,
They open their first season under Jay Lucas this coming Monday at the Watsco Center, hosting Jacksonville. It is that doubleheader. Women's team plays at 5 against Hofstra, and then the men's team plays at 8 p.m. against Jacksonville. Do you know what to expect from this year's Canes team?
Well, I've watched them practice. I think Jay Lucas is going to do a fantastic job. He's young. He's energetic. He's very forceful. He's got a very clear vision. With the roster that he has, they are physical, man. They will defend. They will rebound. They'll probably be in a little bit of foul trouble some nights, depending on the officiating. At the offensive end, they're going to want to get into the open court because they have some terrific athletes. I think the question for them, and you will not know this early in the season, you probably won't know until mid-January, is to how well they can score the ball at the offensive end against ACC caliber teams. Because I think in terms of offense, in terms of three-point shooting and free throw shooting, that's not going to be their strength at the offensive end. Their strength at the offense at the end is going to be scoring in the paint. You know, offensive rebound scores, fast break layup scores, dunks scores, penetrate, kick it out for a three. Yeah, but that's not that going to be the formula for success.
And I see you're wearing your University of Miami blazer right now, or your pullover right now. How many games into the season until you call Jay Lucas and give him some hints?
Never. You know. Yeah. After I call Jay, I'll call Spo. I'll call Pat Riley. You know, come on. One of the things I know about coaches, the last thing they need is another voice in their ear giving advice. It's one of the problems coaches have where there's too many voices in their players' ears telling them what they should do. Oh, you got to shoot more. Oh, you got to drive more. You got to shoot more threes. All right? I mean, if you can quiet the noise, you're in much better shape than if you're getting a lot of advice.
So he ain't calling Coach Lucas. He's letting him do his thing. It's Halloween on Friday. You famously told us a couple Halloweens ago that you were giving away mini basketballs instead of candy.
No, full-size basketballs.
Full-size basketballs?
Full-size Wilsons.
What are you giving away Friday night at the Larinaga household?
Oh, I got to tell you, this is the best of all time. My wife and I will be in Dallas, Texas. My wife didn't even have to buy any candy.
You saved
didn't
a lot
have
of
to
money.
Pump up any basketballs. We will be dining in Dallas with our football program, cheering them on against SMU on Saturday.
All right, very cool. Coach Larinaga, he joins us every Wednesday on the program. Thank you, Coach. Safe travels.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Miami Heat blew out the Hornets 144 to 117. Gentlemen, as we sit here today, a week into the season, a week and a day, the Heat lead the NBA in points per game, and they lead the NBA in pace. They're number two in net rating. Different era.
Tell them the Jaime Jaquez Jr. numbers.
Bro, Jaime Jaquez Jr. leads the NBA in plus minus on the floor. And let me read you his numbers over the first four games, because truthfully, it is just like insane stuff. I'll pull him up for you right now.
Man.
But insane what he has done, the way he's revitalized his career.
Can he keep that? It is impressive, but it was what? I think the beginning of the fourth, and every time that ball stopped, he was on his knees breathing hard. Can they keep up this pace of play? Because they are flying.
It seems almost impossible, but God bless him. I mean, they kept it up without Norman Powell. So.
Yesterday, no Norman Powell, no Tyler Hero. You score 144 points. Jaime Jaquez Jr., just in terms of scoring the basketball, has been outstanding, but I was just reading this. Jaime has the best defensive rating in the NBA in the regular season right now.
Amazing.
That's what's crazy about all
this. Was there talk with him? I don't even know. Was there talk with him after the season about rededicating myself to, like, something was lacking last season? Was there talk like, this is a man possessed? Look out for Jaime Jaquez Jr. Did anyone, like, or is this a surprise?
He had a 41-point game, the final game of the regular season last year. Nobody played. Jaime plays. He has a 41-point game. I remember after that, some people saying, hey, like, where's this guy been? We saw it his rookie season. 31 on Christmas Day when Jimmy Butler was out, beat the 76ers. Where's that guy been? But no, coming into training camp, I didn't think Jaime was going to get a lot of burn to start the season. I really didn't. I'm not kidding. Like, this guy is in the best shape he's ever been in, and he is, without a doubt, the best player on the Miami Heat right now. Norman Powell is handling the scoring. Bam Adebayo is doing everything. Jaime Jaquez Jr., the lineups with Jaime are better than any lineup in the NBA.
What? Because we're this fast pace, whatever they want to call it. What was the offense that we used to run? Real slow, wait till 2 seconds left?
Yeah.
It was Jimmy Butler style.
Pound the ball, screen, horns, screen, Jimmy Butler in the corner, 7-6-5, pray.
That's what, like, can this offense, because it seems like he's getting the ball at the top of the key and literally just ISOing the big guy. Does this offense help him out more? Because he wasn't great in the old pound and ground, whatever the hell you just called it.
Yeah, it's more conducive to what suits him, which is get into the painted area. Get into the painted area. But he's also finishing at a much higher efficiency this season. His numbers are legitimately absurd. But it's everybody. It's not just Hyman. Yeah. Like, it's everybody.
Oh, Bam gets – he had Big Falafel out there last night and was doing him at the three-point line.
What was Bam's over-under last night? I can't remember. Was it 22.5?
22.5.
And he ended with 22, I think, right?
26.
Oh, 26? I thought he ended with 22.
And Bam missed about five bunnies, too.
Yeah.
He got some good points, relief points in garbage time yesterday. I'm not going to lie. He finished.
I was surprised he was still in, because I remember looking at the game and I was surprised that he was still playing, because it seemed to be a blowout.
Yeah, Bam had 26 yesterday.
Oh, so he hit the over, okay.
10 of 16 in the game. He had 7 in the fourth.
Khalil needs to stop shooting threes.
What was Khalil's total?
Khalil didn't have a good game yesterday.
How many end with?
14.
Oh, so he hit the over as well.
He's a minus 14. The only player for the Heat that was a minus.
It doesn't matter as long as you hit your over if someone bet the over.
He shot four threes from the same spot. Bricked them all.
Buy in now. That's all I'm telling you. Buy in right now.
All right. You've seen enough.
No, I mean, no joke. We were kidding the last hour. It's going to be important to see how they do on this road trip. Three of those four teams are legitimate West Coast contenders. I know the Lakers are without Luka. They're without LeBron, but that's still a tough place to win. But Norman Powell's questionable. But, like, people are talking about, oh, what's going to happen when Tyler Hero comes back? How's that going to work? They should trade Tyler Hero. They're running the best offense in the NBA. They put up 144 points without Norman Powell. They can't make an offensive juggernaut and Tyler Hero work in this offense. It makes no sense. Doesn't make any sense. They're going to be better.
I loved his look last night and the sweater. It's hard to believe it's Tyler Hero.
Yeah, I get that money. You change your look.
Did you see his Harry Potter look the other night when they played Knicks?
Yeah.
I meant to send it to you guys. I had a video of it. I mean, he just dressed like he's going to Hogwarts.
Outfit cost $47,000.
Ira tweeted out, Norman Powell took the flight today with the Heat to San Antonio, as did all but Terry Rozier.
I don't want to be negative, but playing at that pace, there's going to be a lot of injuries.
Well, I think that, I mean, you know that going in, I think, if you're Spo, like that's part of the equation. It's like, yes. That kind of pace is going to be indicative, I think, of a team that's got to rest players, talking about load management, that's got to rest players throughout the season because it's impossible to keep that pace up, but it's obviously a decision that they feel comfortable making.
Yeah.
But it's why they drafted Kasper Siakoutonis, who I know has been out, so it's not the best example, but he's somebody who can just run. Pelle Larsson yesterday stepped in for Norman Powell. He ended up scoring 17 points, 6 of 10 shooting, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. That's why when you say, what are they doing that's helping Jaime? Bro, this stuff is helping everybody. Davion Mitchell looks like a legit great point guard right now. Everybody's executing, their efficiency's off the chart, and it's all because of how they're playing.
I just noticed you copy and pasted the show sheet from last Wednesday because it says that the Heat and Magic play the season opener tonight.
No, FIU at Missouri State, World Series Game 5. Yeah, no, I must have just forgotten to take that off.
I'm talking about the Heat Magic season opener at the top. That's what I'm talking
probably
about.
Probably just forgot to take it off.
Right, you copy and paste.
I didn't copy and paste.
Huh.
Probably just forgot to take that off. No big deal.
Huh. Well, it is a big deal.
Well, I mean, the date is different. The national days are different.
Right, but it's a pretty big deal.
Everything else is different.
For a second
schedule
here,
is updated.
I thought the Heat Magic opened the season tonight. And I don't know what else to believe now on the show sheet. It
starts off bad. Is
there a World Series Game 5? I don't know. Is Hurricane Hotline up at 6? Who knows? Is it really Randy Jackson's birthday?
Well, the birthday list, that I would agree, you should never trust me.
I feel like that was another day. I feel like Andy Dalton and Randy Jackson were a couple days ago.
On the Red Rifle.
What does Randy Jackson say?
I don't think that's Randy Jackson. You're talking about Tito Jackson?
No, Randy Jackson. He said it on the
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, no for me,
dog.
Oh,
I thought it was Randy Jackson from the Jacksons. It's that Jackson?
They all look the same.
Well, honestly, there's a Randy Jackson.
That, no one brings up the Michael Jackson, Randy
we
Jacksons.
We have Tito Jackson on our birthday no. list.
Well, it's not Randy Jackson from American Idol.
So it's Randy Jackson from the Jacksons. I was right.
June 23rd.
This is Joe Jackson's boy on the birthday list?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, 64 years old.
Yeah, happy birthday, Randy Jackson.
He's got a weird face.
They all do. He had stuff done?
I don't know, but he's got a weird face. It looks like he has cotton balls in his face, in his mouth.
You don't know if people had work done?
Yeah, I mean, I know, but I don't feel comfortable commenting after you say they all look the same. I think there's some
I'm talking about the Jacksons. They're brothers and sisters. Come on, man.
Randy Jackson.
Wait, so you're telling me Randy Jackson from American Idol, that's going to be an O for me, dog. That Randy Jackson is not a member of the Jackson family?
No.
The Michael Jackson family?
No. In fact, Randy Jackson from American Idol was in the rock band Journey.
What?
Yeah.
As what?
I knew that.
What do you mean, as what? The musician.
You thought American
Don't
Idol.
Don't Stop Believing?
Yeah.
You thought Randy Jackson was related to Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I thought he was in the Jackson 5.
I think a lot of people think that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's how he got on American Idol. He's a Jackson. Same as Janet Jackson.
That's their sister.
Yeah.
All Jacksons are. What about Lamar? Damn, Joe had a big gap between Michael and Lamar. Joe's still working.
Wait till I tell you the story of how he ended up with Phil. Wait till you see this woman.
Oh, that was a big woman. Strong jeans.
Anything else?
Yeah, those were your sports headlines. Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's in the 80s. Tonight will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right, we're going to listen to the DBJ cuts in the next segment. I'm very excited for this.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.